Right, folks, we're going to start the third session. I had some great chats with people who asked really, really good questions, provoked me to think and to further meditate. So there'll be another break afterwards. Let's chat more. Come and grab me if you have any questions. I'd love to hear how this is all landing, because that's the aim, really, isn't it? That it blesses you and that it helps you and equips you and supports you in your growth in Christ. So with me, if you can, turn to session 3 in your little set of sheets there. And as I said, we're going to be putting some of this into practice ourselves. And what I want to do is launch you outwards. You can either, as I say, pick a quiet space to meditate on a particular truth or go for a walk. And I've got some suggested topics. I'd really value if you did pick just one of the four. I mean, look, in your own time, tomorrow, pick whatever you like, you know, of all of God's counsel. But here, if you can pick one of these four, so that afterwards you can find people who've picked the same topic and you can have a little discussion about what you've come up with, what the Lord has deposited in you and what your resolutions are and all that kind of stuff, all the things that I've been mentioning. So on the sheet next to it, we've got, again, just some practical guidance around praying. And there are some little boxes here. If you've got a pen, I've got pen spare ones if you need one, where you can just fill in what is it that God is saying to you, what's God depositing in your heart, what call to action is he giving you, so that afterwards when you return to find those who've meditated on the same thing, you've got things that you can chat about. And that conversation that you have with others who've meditated on the same thing, that's going to be the platform for the next session. So make sure that's a good and fruitful time and that you use that wisely. So the four topics that I've got there, topic number one, the glory of Jesus. Topic number two, God's sovereignty amidst our trials. Number three, the enemy of our souls and our vigilance against him. Number four, the mercy of God. These are kind of well-worn tracks and things that they would have meditated upon, and hopefully things that you've thought about before in the past. I did mention earlier the desire to meditate, particularly here, on something that grabs your imagination, something that goes in the groove with God's providence. What is it that God is doing in your life at the moment? Those are always good things to meditate upon. So if you can find one of the topics there that kind of goes with the grain of what God is doing in your life, rather than just something that's not really on your heart at the moment, that will always work better. Another thing to say is you probably want to avoid topics that are overly sensitive or difficult, particularly at this time. I mean, look, the idea that God controls all things by his sovereign power for our good, it's just a wonderfully comforting truth. But if for you at the moment, you know, you're going through some kind of bereavement, some particularly difficult circumstance, and you don't think that's going to be a helpful thing for you to meditate upon at the moment, then, you know, don't do anything that's going to be really hard for you, particularly in this exercise today. The last thing I want to warn against, and this is particularly if you're like me, a preacher among us, try to avoid falling back on old sermons that you've preached, right? Other people's thoughts, or maybe your own from some months before. You know, we want to see what fresh truth God deposits in our hearts this afternoon and what it is that he's saying to us today. So that's something to really be aware of. So we're going to spend, I think, about 30 minutes. So if you're back here at 2:10, okay, go for a nice walk. 2:10 to return. You are the bee, right? Decide your topic, gather up the nectar, chew on it, remember all those metaphors, and then apply it to your own life, and let's see what the Lord teases out. Is that okay? Let me pray for you as you do that. I'm going to go and do the same as well. Father, we thank you for the truths that you reveal to us in your word, and they are truths that bring the heart joy. Father, we pray that now as we go away and as we ponder them, as we chew on them, as we consider what it is that you're saying to us and how you want us to respond, we pray, Lord, we would meet with you powerfully. Speak to us, Father, we pray, in the name of your precious Son. Amen. 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 Go. Go. Gosh, you're all very punctual. It's good. So I've just been to the toilet, and I've noticed that they've got a verse up there on the kind of, not the windowsill, but you know, on the ledge there, that says, what does it say? Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what's ahead. That's a good one for a toilet, isn't it? That's an occasional meditation, if ever there were one. So how did we get on? Thumbs up. Yeah, James really enjoyed that. That's really good. I hope that you got loads out of that. And what we're going to do is for those of us that did, I want to turbocharge your meditation by allowing you to share it with one or two other people. So what we're going to do logistically, I've been thinking long and hard about how we do this. So we've got four different topics that were meditated upon. And put your hand up if you did the first one, the glory of Christ. What about the second one? The second one was around God's sovereignty amidst trials. You did that one. What about this one? The enemy of our souls and our vigilance. Did you do that one? Yeah, I did that one as well. And then what about the mercy of God? You're not saying that because you're here and it's like, Lord, have mercy. How long is this going to go on for? Are you? Okay. Well, I mean, that looks like a pretty good spread, actually. And what I'm going to suggest we do is perhaps in a moment, if we all stand up, and what we do is we signal with our fingers which one of the four we did. So obviously one, two, three, or four. And then we find one or two others. If it's people that you trust and you know already, that's great. Find one or two others who've done the same meditation as you. And then I want you to talk for maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Just share with each other what the Lord's laid on your hearts. And actually, don't see this as, you know, this kind of awkward exercise in a very unrealistic setting, but see it as a chance to encourage your brother and sister in Christ with what the Lord has laid on your heart and what he's said to you through his word. So, should we do that then? It's just go around and find one or two people who've done the same as you, and then if you head out into a little spot and encourage each other. And we'll return at 2:30 to return.